All right. I am so excited to talk about this program here. Got some special guests joining us. We've got Gord McKenzie, president and CEO of Campitex, waiting on the line. We're going to get to you in a second, Gord. But first, want to bring in Laurie O'Connor, Saskatoon Food Bank. This new program that you've got here speaks to my heart. I was a very picky eater as a kid, and I can't imagine like not having enough or anything to eat. So tell us about how you guys have got First Bites, this new program, going.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate that about 41% of requests for food hampers are made on behalf of children. So, of course, we want to have the best nutrition that we possibly can for those families and those kids. You know, a lot of those kids are under three. So this particular campaign is really raising food and funds for baby food, baby formula, baby cereal, all those kinds of things, so that we have those things in stock and are able to provide them for families who need them.
So much, I think, happens when kids are at that young age developmentally, and having wholesome, nutritional, good food it just goes such a long way, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, in order for kids to thrive, to learn, to grow, we want them to have the best food possible. And this campaign really brings light to the fact that there's some kids in our community who don't have that opportunity. And then we have this great community partner who steps in to support us with that.
Yeah, Gord, let's get you on here. As I mentioned, President and CEO with Campitex. Now, you guys are really stepping up to help this campaign, and it's such a nice donation. I want you to tell everybody and all of the listeners at 98 Cool what your plans are for a matching donation here with the Saskatoon Food Bank.
Thanks, Gregor. Yes, we're incredibly proud of our long-term partnership with the Saskatoon Food Bank and Learning Center. And we've had various Campitex Food for Kids initiatives that are important part to our commitment to food security right here at home. So as Laurie mentioned, this month, and we're already February 19th, so we're well into February, but we're helping address that early childhood nutrition by matching all monetary donations up to $50,000 for the First Bites campaign. So this would be material. It's $100,000 right when we need it most for child hunger right here at home in Saskatoon.
Wow. I gotta clap for that one. Wow. That is an incredible donation, Gord. Thank you so much. Is it partly personal for you, or how does and why is Campitex behind this so strongly?
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's personal. Our business, of course, if you don't know Campitex, we're moving Saskatchewan potash all around the world to over 40 countries and really the vital link in global food security around the world. And it's relevant everywhere. But right here at home, it is as well. And I couldn't be more supportive of the Saskatoon Food Bank and Learning Center in trying to tackle some of this insecurity with Food for Kids and the First Bites campaign.
Well, again, really appreciate your generosity and Campitex's generosity. If I'm listening and I'm really touched by this and I want to help out Laurie, what can I do? Where can I go? How can I be involved?
You know, if you're out grocery shopping, of course, just go to the baby food aisle and look for baby food, baby formula, or baby cereal, and pop that into the bin. Every grocery store has one. Or if you'd like to make a monetary contribution and get us to that $100,000, saskatoonfoodbank.org is our website, and you'll see a big donate now button. And you know, it's really important that we get those shelves stocked so that we can continue to provide that nutrition for kids.
Laurie, appreciate your time. You as well, Gord. More details on the website for the First Bites campaign underway now with the Saskatoon Food Bank and Learning Center and Campitex. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks to you both. Have a great day.